Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has clarity and that these really bless her, these teachings, to really know what you want her to do so she can hear you more clearly and obey you and bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and just talking for a little bit, taking a step aside and talking about dreams, because the Holy Spirit really seems to be talking to his people in dreams lately. I want to clarify a little bit more about the previous podcast where I talked about dreams about lesbians and Muslims and stuff like that, and that the Holy Spirit might be showing you in the spirit how he sees either religious or disobedient Christians, okay, in your dreams, okay. The reason why, okay, explain a little bit more about it. He may be showing them to you as Muslims and lesbians is because he's letting you know that's how he sees their works, okay. He's letting you know he's very displeased with them. Okay, so it's not just some sort of random choice. That's why he says, you know, like I read in the book of Amos, are you not as Ethiopians? Like, are you not foreign to me? Okay, kind of the same basic concept, okay, where their works are as the same as a Muslim to the Lord, or the same as a lesbian or a homosexual, which obviously is very unpleasing to the Lord, okay. In the book of Amos, he's talking about them using that that metaphor is, you know, them being foreign, but in your dreams, same basic concept, but just a little bit harsher, you know, demonstrating that, that he sees their works as something that he really doesn't like. Okay. So that you can know, okay, to be guarded. That's really important. Okay. And I want to talk about weather. If you're having dreams about, severe weather, like storms, rainstorms, thunderstorms, tornadoes, this more than likely means that you have a severe trial coming up that you need to be prepared for. And also too, tornadoes can be riots, okay? A lot of the riots that are taking place here in the United States. But it can also just mean, you know, like a whirlwind, okay? Like how scripture talks about, like in the book of Job, how scripture says that the Lord answered him out of the whirlwind. Just the Lord, it can mean different things. I'm just being very cautious because, like I said, that these dreams, these dream images that I'm going over are not a one size fits all. I want to repeat that because I'm telling you, I come across it. I'm not trying to, you know, be, you know, overly dramatic or anything, but I'm being honest. I have come across people where they tell me some dream randomly, either that they think that they understand, or that they haven't really paid much attention to, and they tell me it, and I let them know, and it comes to pass that they've got something really difficult coming up, really hard, okay, or there's a very serious warning there, okay, so that's why I'm really cautious with the way that I word this, because I really do want to caution any sister that's listening to just be very humble, okay, just be really humble, just be very meek and listen to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit's dinging you and saying you need to get some extra help on this dream, you need to seek out and try and get some help. You know, you can always come to the website, it's free of charge, we don't you know, I don't want anything from you. I just want to help the Lord's church stay in his perfect will. So you can always come to the website and make an appointment to get some help on a dream if you're not sure. But if you do understand your dreams generally and you just need some clarity, that's really what this is meant for, okay? So you want to be looking at your behavior in the dream, what the Holy Spirit has you doing, okay? Like what you're wearing, okay? Does the Holy Spirit have you, it's a little bit different than like your reaction in the dream. Cause your reaction to certain situations and dreams, like things you may say or things you may do, can be your own reaction. They can be insightful and helpful in terms of letting you know just more about yourself as a Christian. Okay. But in terms of the dream interpretation itself, it's typically not that relevant, but what you do want to pay attention to in dreams where you have like storms and stuff like that is just like what you're wearing, okay, what the Holy Spirit has you doing. Are you hiding someplace? Are you looking for some sort of shelter? Are you not in a shelter? That's really bad, okay? If you find yourself out and you're in the storm and you're just, it's all over you, that's a warning, okay? That you're not in a covering, okay? That you need to get hidden, okay? You want to be paying attention to like what the Holy Spirit has you doing in the dream, where you are located, what you're wearing, okay? Who you're with, okay? Things like that, because that can be an indication of just what type of attacks you're likely to encounter, okay? Like I already mentioned, if you're out and exposed, that's not a good sign, okay? If you're inside and something's trying to get in after you, okay, that's letting you know you probably have a strong demonic attack after you, okay, that you're gonna have to really stay hidden and fight. If you have like a raincoat and that raincoat, somebody's trying to take that away from you, okay, that can mean that the Lord's given you a plan, okay, and a way to protect yourself and stay covered, and Satan's gonna be after it, and you need to be prepared for that, okay? And you're gonna need to have to hold on to that. Just sort of things like that, okay? Just and then when the storm comes, okay, because you may not know exactly what the storm means, okay, but they tend to be prophetic, okay? But you'll find it, because then, you know, shortly thereafter, typically a couple days later, maybe longer, okay? It depends on the severity of the storm. It could be a couple months ahead if he's really trying to prepare you for it. All of a sudden, there you go. You hear some real bad news. You go, okay, here it goes. This is it. The Lord told me this was coming. I knew it was coming. I need to be prepared, and I'm ready. Okay, so I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day that she has a fruitful day, bounding in the Spirit, and just glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.